Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been visiting an UNRWA Palestinian refugee camp south of the Jordanian capital Amman this morning as he concludes a two-day visit to the Middle East. Mr. Martin was welcomed at an elementary school for girls at the camp, home to some 10,000 Palestinians, and also visited an UNRWA medical facility. At the school, the UNRWA Director for External Relations in Jordan, Tamara Al-Rifi, told RTE News that the provision of education has been under significant pressure since funding to UNRWA was cut on foot of Israel's allegations about UNRWA staff involved in the October 7th attacks.
There was a real concern for funding drying up after 18 governments, donors, partners of UNRWA decided to suspend funding following allegations against 12 UNRWA staff members. Now, thankfully, we just saw a report coming out from a review group about our ability to maintain neutrality. And with this report, we are hoping that many governments will come back. Some of them have started coming back, and that is why we can maintain our services until June. Ireland has been at the forefront of the partners, the donors, the supporters, and we are truly grateful for the political and financial support you give us.
The Taoiseach, meanwhile, welcomed Germany's decision to resume funding UNRWA. At a news conference this lunchtime with the Jordanian foreign minister, Mr. Martin also spoke about the impact of the funding for the organisation.
It was fantastic to meet the students, the young children, very enthusiastically doing their science programmes, and also then to meet the parliament, the school parliament. They elect children from each year who speak so articulately, eloquently about their futures and about their sense of community within the school. Now, the value of me going to that school this morning and the medical clinic is I go back to European Union, to my colleagues, and say, who in their right mind could take funding away from an organisation that provides such an opportunity for young people?
Micheál Martin speaking in Jordan today.